Traditionally, this is the kind of memorial music we've used to mark the passing or the legacy of a great person. Solemn, slow, often in a minor key. It's from Henry Purcell's Funeral Music for Queen Mary from 1695. But much of that changed with the 20th century. Music became atonal. The Latin Mass fell out of favor. Composers turned to religious traditions outside of Christianity. Jamie Allen is the director of education for the Dallas Symphony.
The 20th century itself was just breaking down all kinds of structures. And so there was a very deliberate move to not use the architecture of the past, to build a new architecture.
Which is what composers face today when commemorating Kennedy. What evokes emotion? What can console? This is Murder of a Great Chief of State, which Darius Milhaud composed in honor of Kennedy in 1965. The DSO performs it tonight. The fact is, there are still musical sounds like this we associate with sorrow or loss. Drums pounding like fate, violins sounding like weeping. Conrad Tau composed a new memorial for Kennedy called The World is Very Different Now, which the DSO also performs tonight.
Why is it that a certain type of lush string writing makes me think of mourning, even if all of this is also, on some level, just a conditioned response?
It's a conditioned response partly because movie soundtracks have pushed these buttons for years. The DSO's Allen composed soundtracks. He says it can fall easily into cliché. This sound requires that emotion.
That's what I would call emotional theater, where it's saying you have to go here and then you have to go there, because that's when the couple kisses and that's when they leave.
Allen says composers can certainly use these kinds of sounds, but he believes a richer, more effective elegy doesn't make us feel things. It lets us enter its musical space, and we find our emotions in it.
Again, it's like architecture. It's like a great cathedral. You want a place that allows you to find your own thoughts.
Steve Mackey composed a JFK memorial, One Red Rose, which the Nasher Sculpture Center presents this weekend. Mackey says he organized it around the tension between public ceremony and private tragedy. He thought of Jackie Kennedy's dignified composure after her husband's murder, and his own sorrow performing the funeral for his mother.
I had plenty of cathartic release, but then I found the sort of obligation, the responsibility, the privilege to be restrained and perform this ritual really helped me.
This is what many requiems and funerals try to do. They restrain our emotions with protocol, but they also channel those emotions. That kind of human moment amid the formal and ceremonial already exists in what might be called an accidental musical memorial for JFK. It's one that still resonates with many listeners on YouTube. This is Army Sergeant Keith Clark playing taps at Kennedy's funeral in Arlington Cemetery in 1963. That cracked note was attributed to grief. His lip quivered, reporters said. Sergeant Clark revealed later actually he'd been standing in the cold for 3 hours and had no chance to warm up. Yet knowing that, it's still hard to hear it and not be moved by this bit of human frailty breaking through. Would his performance be as memorable if it were flawless? This Sunday, more than 100 buglers will honor both President Kennedy and the late Sergeant Clark by playing taps at Arlington. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.